Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we have got an outstanding show coming up for you tonight. But we want to start by thanking some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama, Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, and Patriot Roofing and Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens.
And, of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors, and you are great listeners. We could not do this without your support, so please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And remember, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them, so you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. And, hey, if you like to listen on demand, our regularly aired shows are up on most of the major podcasting sites. Just to search Scuttlebutt or SBN. And if you like to listen to Tom's Tirade on demand, you can do so at castbox.com. If you subscribe, you will always be notified when there are additional podcasts available in either of those areas. Also, check us out on Facebook. Post a lot of good information there. And you can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And we've got a packed show, lots of information to cover tonight. So if we can't get to everything or you'd like more information, you can always check out the stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. Coming up later on SBN, we'll talk with Stephen Farley with Patriot Roofing. He'll let us know how to keep up with the latest in roofing and repairs. I guess it's not hurricane season, so most folks maybe aren't thinking about their roof, but he will let us know what we need to be doing this time of year. We'll also talk with Panini Pete from Ed's Seafood Shed to find out what is happening. There's always something good happening over there at the shed on the causeway. Also, veterans groups are coming together to call for an end to the government shutdown. Are they truly looking out for their members, or are they simply jumping into the political arena? And the discussion of privatizing the VA continues with a New York Times report getting pushback from VA officials. We'll talk about it. The Congressional Budget Office is suggesting cutbacks to veterans benefits to pay for out-of-control government spending. Why they want to target veterans, don't know, but we'll give you the details. And the VA suspending debt collection for furloughed feds. We'll give you the details there. And of course, we've got Tom's Tirade coming up. It's a new one on shutdown walls. Kind of an interesting, just think Tom reading poetry, and I'll leave it at that.
That's a hoot.
But, yeah. Hey, but first, today marks the 26th day of the government shutdown. Of course, as we mentioned last week, with the ongoing shutdown of certain parts of the government, Certain workers are going without their first paycheck. Among those not getting paid are the members of the Coast Guard, as we mentioned last week. But it's interesting how they're framing this, Tom. And this story's off military.com, but you can find it the same sort of angle throughout most of the media. Of course, the Coast Guard is the only military service which is under the Department of Homeland Security. So it's the only service whose payroll was affected by the shutdown. And as of the 15th, yesterday, Coast Guard paychecks went undelivered. And it's interesting, even the headline here, Tom, says, for the first time in history, a U.S. military service is working without pay. And it kind of goes on. It doesn't do what we saw in the article last week, Tom, where they were dragging these Coasties who were not going to get paid. I believe the one that was actually cited in the article last week by a Democratic congressional representative was actually on the faculty at the Coast Guard Academy and had been for 11 years, but somehow said that, you know, that they were going to be kicked out on the streets if they didn't get paid. But the you know, they make it out as if this is shocking and groundbreaking, and it's shocking because yes, the Coast Guard should not have to go without pay. One thing that they failed to report in most of these articles, Tom, is that also under the Department of Homeland Security are our Border Patrol agents, Customs and Border Patrol. They're not getting paid, Tom, and I don't want to go into too much of the machinations, but they're actually shifting many of the higher level service members, the government workers within the Customs Border Patrol. They're shifting folks around so that they're not having to. The ones that are having to go down to the border and work are the ones that aren't eligible to get overtime. And they're shifting the ones that are eligible back into areas where they're not going to work that overtime. So they're doing what they have to try to keep our border secure and keep the cost down. But Tom, I think one of the sad parts of this is that you read about these government employees that are affected by the shutdown. Of course, the Coast Guard, they want to throw that out there. And it is truly a tragedy that they're playing politics with this. And they don't, as I said, they don't talk about Customs and Border Patrol because, gosh, that would actually sort of bolster the argument that they need to move beyond this. But also, Tom, you have a number of areas where, such as the Coast Guard Mutual Assistance, USAA, American Red Cross, you know, they are providing to those in need as best they can. You've got other instances where you have mortgage companies, which as long as you let the folks know that, hey, I'm a furloughed government employee, they're working with you. And so if this hand-wringing by some is really, it's political theater. However, there's a group that that may get hit hard, Tom, and that's Coast Guard retirees. They about 50,000 retirees on the Coast Guard rolls might miss their first check February 1 if a budget agreement is not reached. And so you've got a group of retirees. Now, are these retirees that have jobs elsewhere, or are they retirees that are waiting for that check to roll in because that, along with maybe Social Security, they are you know, going to really be struggling? The Senate introduced a Pay Our Coast Guard Act on January 4th. Who knows exactly how that's going to work? And if they will come to an agreement between them and the House, and if the president would actually sign for it. But obviously, as the shutdown continues, it may impact some of these service members adversely. And it's a shame. It's a shame that they're playing politics with something as critical as Coast Guard and Border Patrol, which are front line of defense at our borders.
But you would think that they would put the Coast Guard back under the Department of Defense, Cal, and then, you know, when we have these stupid shutdowns, look like we have one every time we change president, that these guys wouldn't get saddled with that.
Well, it is. You know, the reality is, Tom, if Congress actually did its job, we wouldn't have to even worry about it. But, you know, this
right.
is what they have done year in and year out. They don't want to pass a real budget. They do it through continuing resolutions. And it's so that they can sit there and point fingers at each other. One interesting topic, that and there's more in the stack because we're going to the break, is that the major veteran service organizations have now banded together to call for an end to the shutdown. And my question is, why are they in this? Because they should be taking care of their members, not trying to jump into the political fray. But anyway, we'll talk about more of that later in the show. On the other side of the break, we'll talk with Mr. Stephen Farley with Patriot Roofing. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone and check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And it is great to be joined by a veteran and great supporter of our veterans and military, Mr. Stephen Farley from Patriot Roofing. Stephen, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Hey, thanks for having me, buddy.
Oh, man, it's awesome to have you on board here tonight with us, Stephen. Let's try to get some of these things out that a lot of people want to ask us about our roofing and the roofing companies that, you know, that they're talking to. And we, as the on the Scuttlebutt Network, certainly stand by Patriot Roofing and the fine job that they do. And this guy is a Marine, and, you know, once a Marine, always a Marine, so you can look forward to getting a decent deal, a square deal out of him. But some of the things that the people are going to want to ask you is, what are you licensed and insured? Are you bonded?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's standard. That's one of the first things we have to do. I mean, I couldn't go around advertising if I didn't have the basics. You know what I mean?
There you go. How long have you been in business, Stephen?
Well, this business, I started out probably 15, 20 years ago. This company I started 2.5 years ago.
Okay. But you've been in the industry about 20 years, though.
Yes, sir.
You've seen a lot of roofs then.
A lot of roofs.
Well, one of the things that will you deal with the insurance company on behalf of the clients and their roofs?
Oh, that's over half of what I do. Most people, I mean, you don't file a homeowner's claim very often. So when it happens, everybody's nervous and worried about what they're supposed to do, what the next step is. So I deal with everything from start to finish. I'll come out, look at the damage, talk to the customers, make sure they know what's going on. I deal with the adjuster. I deal directly with the insurance company to make sure the customer has no headaches whatsoever.
Okay. So in other words, when they have a roofing problem, they just need to call Stephen.
That's it.
Patriot
and I'll take
Roofing.
Care of it.
All right. Now, throw me that phone number now so we can try to remember it and write it down.
It is 270-1102.
All right, 270.
1102.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Cool. All right, what about cleanup? I hear a lot of problems about people not cleaning up after themselves when they go in and do a roofing job.
Well, I see a lot of these guys, you know, that they'll drop off. They'll have some service drop off a huge dumpster about a week before the job, and then if they clean up, then it takes another week after the job's over for the company to come pick them up. We don't do that. We bring a dump trailer with us. If most of our jobs will finish in a day, if it takes more than that, every day we clean up and all of our tools and equipment go with us that day. We bring a dump trailer and take the materials and dump them that day.
So
nobody's going to have a mess in front of their house.
Yes, and that's what we want if we're having somebody doing our roofs. So, you know, I don't need a damn 2-week project here, and I don't need my yard all screwed up, my grass killed.
You know, for the
stuff laying around it.
And I see it all the time.
And trailers parked in my dang yard, you know?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
But, and we see that. Now, we're hearing a lot of things about some weird contracts that some of the people are getting. What do you suggest, being a roofer and an owner of a company, what should they be looking for?
Well, the way I do my contracts is set up for a purpose, because I do deal so much with insurance companies, and you can't just send a contract to an insurance company that says, I'll do your roof. I mean, you have to be specific with exactly what you're doing, what you're charging for each item, exactly how many squares you're putting on the roof, and that's how I've always done my contracts. And I've seen a lot that are very vague, and it just says remove and replace roof, or nonsense, really. So, and I've also heard of a lot of customers who signed one of those contracts, and they had a good price, but then at the end of the job, the contractor come to them saying they owe $5,000 more, but they didn't have, you know, any evidence, anything to prove what they agreed to do.
Right.
So, my estimates, my contracts, everything has everything broken down, exactly what you're paying for, the size of your roof, and I think that's the most important thing. You can't come back at the end of a job saying that, you know, well, the measurements were 20 squares and you had 30, but with nothing written down saying what the measurements were.
Right.
So I think that's the most important thing. That's how I mean, most of the horror stories I hear were based off of that. Customer didn't have specifics in their contract. They didn't know what they were paying for.
Yep. Yeah, and that's good. You need to have a correct contract. Well, what about inspections for possible wind damage or hail damage that we continually have here on the coast?
Man, you know, in the past few years, hailstorms are getting, I grew up here. There were never hailstorms when I was a kid. Now we're having little pop-up hailstorms all over the place, and we're not used to dealing with hail in the South.
Right.
So usually people have no idea their roof is damaged 5 or 10 years later, that they got a 30-year roof, but it's falling apart in 10 years into it. So I go out all the time. I'll look at it, and I deal with insurance companies. I know what they're looking for. And I can tell you, yes, this is definitely hail damaged roof. You should get it taken care of, or no. And I don't charge anything for that.
Okay. But then you will confront the insurance people if necessary to verify why you're calling it hail damage.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's step one of my job.
Okay.
Look at your roof, tell you if you have hail damage. Step two is I meet your adjuster. I show them what I saw, and everything goes very smoothly from there on out.
Well, a lot of us are not interested in talking to some of those high-powered adjusters and all that they have with the insurance companies, and they seem to talk over our heads, and that's good that we can, get you to handle that for us.
It can be a little overwhelming when, you know,
sure,
especially when you have no idea what you're supposed to be looking for, you know?
Yeah, well, they start using a bunch of words that we're not familiar with and slang and language that we're not familiar with about their particular product, so we get frustrated and PO'd, and then we don't want to talk with them, you know?
Well, I understand. I'm not a car guy, so when I go to the mechanic and he's talking about, you know, I have no idea what he's talking about, so I understand.
Okay, quit talking about me now.
Okay.
All right, but what about a fortified roofing? What the hell is that? I've been hearing a lot of stuff now about putting on fortified roofing.
That's a big thing that's getting a lot of traction here lately, and basically what it is if you install the roof to a certain standard, your insurance company, now this is, you know, what I'm hearing on my end, I just do the work, but the insurance companies basically will reduce your homeowners by 30%, and so what we do is I work with the inspector for the fortified service, and he verifies that I'm doing all the right things, and then you get a certificate, you give that to your insurance company, 30% off your homeowners.
Okay. Well, that's a good move, something we need to consider when we have our roofing done. What about are you guys on Facebook and website and all that good stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm kind of behind the gun on the Facebook thing, but we just started one last month, and we're getting it spooled up. Patriot Home Construction Incorporated. We should be easy to find. We've got 8 Mile and Fairhope, And the Facebook is facebook.com/patriotllc.org.
Well, you know, I just got a text here from, you know, from this lady. She said, says, you know, you'll have to peel your like an onion to find good parts that's in there somewhere. So that she's talking about jarheads, and jarheads' wives have a problem with us because we're so damn set in our ways. Hard-headed as hell. You know, that's what my bride says. So, I can't deny it.
But Yeah.
But, Stephen, we really appreciate you being on board here with us. Patriot Roofing is an awesome organization. We on the Scuttlebutt Network highly recommend it. If you have a roofing problem, to give Stephen a call and let him come over and work through it and walk through it so that you don't have all the problem. But that phone number is what again, Stephen?
270-1102.
All right. And Facebook?
Facebook.com/patriotllc.org.
All right. I know your office manager, Brad, just told you what that was.
She did. She's holding the thing in my face.
That's all right. You got a fine lady there. Appreciate having you on board. Thank you for helping with the sponsorship, buddy.
All right, Tom. Look forward to talking to you again, buddy.
All right. Stephen Volley at Patriot Roofing here on the Gulf Coast, where it serves all of the Mobile County area and Baldwin County. So if you're in this area, he's more than glad to work with you. Cal, you on board?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great hearing from Stephen. Does a great job. Real quick, we're coming up on the break. A couple of stories in the stack about a New York Times article that's saying that the VA is going to redirect billions of dollars of VA funds into private care. It's just part of the law that was passed the recently. However, the VA has the New York Times has it as if this is some massive privatization. No, it's just the Mission Act, which went through Congress with bipartisan support, and the VA has come back and said, no, this is just a way to get better health care to our veterans in a timely fashion. So there's a couple of stories in the stack if you want to check that out on the pros and cons there. Hey, on the other side of the break, great friend Panini Pete from Ed's Seafood Shed. We'll talk with him when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us tonight on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, and 106.5 FM, firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. You can always check us out on Facebook, and you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN.
We certainly want to thank the folks that continue to help make this show possible. The Battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, RC lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Patriot Roofing, and our good friends out at Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens.
And it is great to be joined by Mr. Panini Pete from the great folks at Ed's Seafood Shed. Pete, hey, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt.
Hey, guys. How's everybody tonight?
Oh, man, we all kicking and growling. I understand you've been slinging some hash over there tonight.
Ooh-wee. You know it, man. I still, once in a while, I got to get back there and knock the rust off.
Well, hey, that's the way you find out what's going on in your kitchen, man.
Tonight was the night. We had a blast.
Well, that's awesome. Well, look, what's happening?
Hungry folks.
Yeah, what's happening over at the Big Ed's? You guys still got doing some updates?
Well, first, just want to say thanks. Always great to talk to you guys. What you do, the show, and what you do for veterans, and we love you and glad to support you. And keep up the great mission, gentlemen. But yeah, everything's going great there. We're coming out with some new specials, working on some new menu items, getting ready to do a few upgrades of the facility. We got a brand new sign on the front of the building last week.
Man, we saw
that. Gorgeous.
Ooh, yeah. Fine looking sign.
shining like new money. It's like a new pair of shoes. It just feels good.
I hear you, buddy. I know the signs that big is new money, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, listen, Pete, there is something new fixing to happen over there, the Scuttlebutt Network show. And Sean Sullivan's midday shows are going to be live from the Ed's Seafood Shed.
It's crazy. It's like, I didn't think I ever would ever be a fan of Auburn basketball. But because of the broadcast schedule, we get to have you guys live at Ed's.
Right.
And that is
right.
Going to be such a blast. I'm honored to host you. And we are going to have a big time, folks.
Well, I think it would be interesting for all of our listeners out there that haven't had a chance to meet us or want to come over and aggravate us anyway to come on over to Ed's January the 30th, which will be a Wednesday. That will be live from noon till 2. Sean Sullivan will do his show from 12 to 1, and then the Scuttlebutt with Cal Walters and myself will be on from 1 to 2 o'clock. And then we come back, I think, what is it, the 16th, I think, isn't it, Cal? We come back. We're skipping a week. Yeah, he's out to lunch.
We're going to come back in February. We've got three dates: the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th. That we will be out there. It's 3 weeks in a row.
Right. Well, I understand that from talking to Cal as well as to Sean, we're going to have some interesting guests out there live at Ed's. So I think that will be extremely neat as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just having Sean Sullivan those couple of days is going to be, I'm going to have to make sure I got room for the limo out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say the ego upstairs, but I didn't know.
Well, he does have that ego as well, so. Well,
the man, is he going to really be there in person, or is he just sending his stunt double?
No, baby, in person. In person. You better have some food for him.
Well, we'll make sure you're bringing all your buddies down and all the, the veterans, current, service members and family members and just everybody that supports and cares about our troops, man. Let's come out and celebrate them every day.
That's just awesome. And, for the benefit of the ones that haven't tried it yet, you guys do provide a discount to our veterans.
All day, every
yes,
day.
That and, our first responders as well.
Correct.
All right, Pete. Man, I tell you, it's neat to have you on board. Glad to see all the big things happening. Looking forward to being there with you.
Yeah, the big news. Can't wait for these live remotes. And you guys, thanks so much. And it's great to be part of the family.
All right, Pete. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Have a great night, y'all.
All right. Panini Pete from Ed's Seafood Shed in Sunset Point, as well as Panini Pete's eateries. So I guess that's what they're Panini Pete's. I know they have a Panini Pete sandwich. What the hell would you call it, Cal? Just a restaurant?
I think he's got a little bit of everything there. Of course, the sandwiches would probably be where you get started. That's where he made his namesake. But, of course, he's worked with the mess lords. They've traveled throughout the world, really, to support our military, out in the field. And does a lot to help our veterans and military here locally. So there's plenty of places to enjoy his cuisine and his hospitality, which is part of what makes what he does so great. And he has a fantastic staff there at Ed's.
He does. Nick and the guys over there do an unbelievable job. Some of the waitresses have been there since the place opened. I know one of the ladies that waits on us when we go over there, she said, "Man, I can remember when you had some black hair." I said, "Well," I said, "it's kind of hard for me to remember that since I'm so damn white-headed."
it's a great place to go and just get some real southern seafood. They don't have to dress it up and make it fancy. It's just the food itself speaks for itself, and the staff does a great job of taking care of everybody. Of course, they're flying the colors over there, and we're always happy to have any sort of military or veterans events over there because of the support that they give. And so we appreciate Pete being on and supporting what we do here. And we look forward to being out there, you know, doing those remotes out there and being able to visit with the veterans and the folks that will come out to see Sean. And, of course, then we'll be following up behind him. So it looks great to be out there and talk with the folks at Ed's coming up. Tom, we've got this whole controversy about the government shutdown that is ongoing. And there's always this question of budget deficits and debt, and who ultimately needs to pay for all of this. Of course, we have some folks, on the far, far left that are basically proposing that no one should have to pay for anything in the country. You should have free everything from cradle to grave. When you start asking about how they're going to pay for it, then there is a lot more hemming and hawing and fewer specifics. But and this is a proposal, and we've talked about these before. The Congressional Budget Office always comes out with proposals on how to trim the deficit, which is expected to top $1 trillion this year. But the Congressional Budget Office published a list of options for reducing the deficit over the next 10 years. Three of those suggestions will impact TRICARE. Six would address or impact veterans' benefits. Those with TRICARE, they've suggested increasing TRICARE enrollment fees for working age retirees. And this is something that I think that they pretty much throw out every year. It's been faced with opposition for the most part, although every now and then they'll bump something up here and there. They're recommending that the Defense Department should more than double the annual enrollment fees for individuals and families in TRICARE Prime and institute annual fees of for individuals and families for TRICARE Select. Currently, those working age retirees pay no enrollment fees. So basically, that's your buy-in to something that you supposedly earned while you were in the service. They've also suggested instituting enrollment fees for TRICARE for Life, which is basically the supplemental coverage for military retirees on Medicare. And again, it's something that you've earned. It's not an entitlement. You earned it through your military service. And now they're looking to try to pull more dollars back to you. There are other permutations of that, Tom. I think some of the more the ones that I don't think are going to go anywhere, but they put them in there. They want to narrow the eligibility for disability compensation for seven diseases, and this is interesting, Tom. That the GAO has come out and says they're not caused or aggravated by military service. And this is something you and I have talked about. There's disability compensation for certain types of diseases that you might very well get them even if you weren't in the military. And this is heart disease, COPD, Crohn's disease, hemorrhoids, multiple sclerosis, things like that. And you and I have talked about the fact that, yeah, you may have developed those while you were in the military, but it's not a direct correlation to your military service. One that it'd be interesting to talk to Colin about is they want to end the VA's individual unemployability payments to disabled veterans when they turn 67. Of course, that's when you can get Social Security. Reducing disability benefits to veterans older than 67 who are receiving Social Security payments. And this is an interesting one, Tom, because I don't see how you mesh these two, but eliminating disability compensation for the 1.3 million veterans with disability ratings below 30%. Mm. Now, if you have a disability rating, then obviously, and there's some connection there.
Sure.
Well, you're just going to, just unilaterally remove those. So again, it's interesting how they want to place reducing the deficit on the backs of our veterans who have earned it and not on the backs of those who are basically just taking a handout from the government. So anyway, Hey, on the other side of the break, Tom's tirade. It's a new one on shutdown walls. Like I said, just think Tom and poetry. It's well worth it. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Democrats there that don't know of a wall, of concrete or steel, or anything at all, except cameras and sensors and gadgets and gizmos, and more worthless spending to keep the illegal flows. The work of dealers is another thing. I have come after them and seen their despair, where they have left countless soul after soul. But they would help the addict through their addiction, with heroin spiked with fentanyl. The victims, I mean, which no DM will admit could have been saved, had the smugglers and coyotes been kept over there. Trump let the citizens know about the border, and on a day to meet with Schumer and Botox, to set the division and cast the divide. They keep the wall between them as they go. To both the partisans that have gathered to each, and some are doves and some so clearly ignorant, you have to use fake news to keep them deranged. We will do anything to impeach 45. Rhinos like Flake frustrate our conservative being. Oh, just another kind of self-preservative game. One on the side, it comes to little more. There were, it is, we do not need a wall. There are open borders and we are America first. Violent criminals will never get across and kill our innocent citizens, they tell us. Progressives always say good fences are immortal. Shutdowns create mischief in me, and I wonder if I could get them to answer from their thick heads, why are they immoral? Isn't it only where those coming to the country do so legally and following the law? But here they are all only illegals. We know it is criminals and drugs and misery we are walling in or walling out, and we know it is liberals who take offense. Democrats there are that they don't love a wall, unless it protects their mansions and movie stars. We could say security to them, but it's more like sovereignty, to be exact. And we'd rather the people see it for themselves. We've seen Acosta there, bringing a camera crew to the steel-slatted border, proclaiming no crisis, just proving our point. Dems love a shutdown, it seems to me, not only of Coast Guard, Border Patrol, and Homeland Security. They will not stand behind their prior sayings, supporting a wall, so they flip and flop and twist and turn, and lie. But we are red-blooded patriots, like the wall so well, that we say shut it down, throw all the bums out, pay our Coast Guard and Border Patrol. Fire the TSA union thugs who faint sick and stay home. Tear down the walls to protect the governing class from their sheep and penalize every liberal lawmaker who thinks it's okay to junk it to Puerto Rico on the taxpayer's dime while patriots' families have to borrow from Peter to pay Paul. They who will not stand behind their forefathers saying the Constitution, which is not a suicide pact, but which says so well that a free people have the right to defend themselves from enemies both within and without. For the new Democratic Socialist Communist Party, progressives who think there is not a shortage of money, but is just in the wrong hands, like Marx and Stalin. Your concept of the equality of outcomes has never worked in the history of the world. From Marx to Lenin to Stalin to Tito to Castro to Chavez to Comrade de Blasio, they who legislate taxpayer-funded abortion on demand, free health care for all, including those who breach the wall, free phones, free condoms, free birth control for transgenders. At some point, you must understand that Nicholson bespoke the truth about what makes good neighbors.
You can't handle the truth! Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
And we, the American people, cannot disagree. And we'll say again, a united, good fences make safer nations. And the Democrats are traitors for embracing this invasion.
Where's your drill sergeant, men?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir!
So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM, streaming live on ScuttlebuttNetwork.com, along with Tom Claxton. I'm Cal Walters, a couple old Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it. And Tom, I didn't know you were a fan of Robert Frost.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, people really don't understand me.
That's true, Tom, in more than one way. No, that was a little takeoff on The Mending Wall by Robert Frost. I thought we'd throw that in there. And I didn't put in, there weren't too many multi-syllabic words in there, Tom.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I have trouble with those big words. Anyway. Anything over six letters tears me up.
Well, yeah, but you can take like, you know, two letters and turn it into six syllables.
Oh, well, that's a Thomas's.
Yep. There you go.
Thomas.
Anyway. So
you
anyway,
forgot, good you know, I didn't go to the language school, man. Hell, I was, you know, was picking cotton and farming.
That was after you crossed the Delaware with
right.
With
yeah,
Washington,
after I crossed the Delaware with George.
But hey, you know, we've been talking a little bit about the shutdown and how it may impact some of our military. Well, the Coast Guard, the branch under the Homeland Security Administration. But you know, Tom, you have a number of organizations that have stepped in and said, "Hey, we're going to work with those that are furloughed and work with them and their families with their payments." Just real quick, and there is a full story in the stack, but the Department of Veterans Affairs has announced that furloughed federal employees and their family members who have debts with the VA may be eligible for a temporary suspension of collection activity. Veterans who have a debt to the VA based on benefit overpayment, such as compensation or GI Bill, can request that the department automatically suspend collections for up to 90 days. The VA's Debt Management Center says that they can request a suspension of collection activities on their debts until April 1st. They submit a form, VA form 5655. More information in the stack. But, you know, folks are trying to work with these government employees. It's difficult for everybody, but folks are trying to work with them. So there's more information in the stack on where you can go to get that relief. But that's going to bring us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. We thank you for joining us. Hope that you will join us again soon. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those in harm's way. God be with them. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!